plans for a multi-million dollar housing project in Darwin have been halted indefinitely after a Northern Territory tribunal has found that 10 cultural objects were unlawfully removed from the site. It's a victory for Larrakia traditional owners who have spent years fighting the Defence Housing Australia development at Lee Point. In May this year, Defence Housing Australia was fined for illegally clearing the land. Uncle Tibby Quoll, the man leading the legal challenge over cultural objects taken by the organisation, says he's thrilled by the win.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, it's so overwhelming. Because I've been through land claims and Kenvi and native titles, but this is totally different, and we appreciate that.
The NT Civil Administrative Tribunal has ruled in his favour, finding the removal of the heritage objects was improper and also deemed Mr. Quoll the owner of the artefacts. The Northern Territory has scrapped an independent review into systematic racism within the NT Police, promised 2 years ago in response to the death in custody of Kumanjai Walker. Attorney General Marie-Claire Bothby told Estimates the $300,000 that had been promised by the previous government has been redirected to fill budget shortfalls in Legal Aid NT. She says the police racism review will now be rolled into a broader anti-racism strategy being developed by the NT Police. It coincides with calls for an independent investigation into a separate death in custody, that of Kumanjai White, who died after being arrested by plainclothes police last month. Community group Justice Not Jails has delivered more than 760 letters to the NT Chief Minister calling for an independent investigation into Mr. White's death. Natalie Hunter is the group's spokesperson.
We've had many black deaths in custody, and we do not trust the Northern Territory government no longer. With the treatment of Aboriginal people, the human rights have been destroyed of my 30-odd years in this space. So I demand that we have an independent, and we need to also stop damaging and degrading the deceased. It has to stop.
Minister for Foreign Affairs Penny Wong has announced Australia has imposed sanctions on 60 vessels linked to Russia's shadow fleet, marking the first time it has targeted these ships. Used to evade sanctions and fuel Russia's war on Ukraine, the fleet employs deceptive tactics such as flag hopping, disabling tracking systems and lacking proper insurance, according to Ms. Wong. The move aligns with similar actions by Canada, the UK and the EU, aiming to cut off Russia's oil revenue and weaken its war economy. Australia has now issued over 1,400 sanctions since Russia's full-scale invasion and says it will continue coordinated efforts to defend Ukraine's sovereignty. The government has again called on Russia to end the war and withdraw, reaffirming its support for a just and lasting peace. The US military is sending additional fighter jets to the Middle East and extending existing deployments to bolster its presence amid the Israel-Iran conflict. One source said the deployment includes F-16s, F-22s and F-35s, while two others stressed the move is defensive in nature. This comes as daily newspaper Israel Hayom says several Iranian missiles have struck different parts of Israel with injuries reported. Al Jazeera is reporting 30 missiles struck various areas in Israel in 20 minutes in two barrages. It is the eighth wave of missiles from Iran in the last 24 hours. Iran has also suffered several Israeli missile strikes, including in Tehran and Karaj. Iran's Armed Forces Joint Chief of Staff, Abdul Rahim Mousavi, issuing this warning to Israel.
The operations carried out so far were merely a warning and deterrence. A punitive operation will be implemented soon. Therefore, residents of Tel Aviv and Jaffa are strongly warned to leave those areas for their own safety. Don't fall victim to Netanyahu's animal desires.
Gaza's health ministry says at least 51 Palestinians were killed and dozens more injured by Israeli tank shell fire while waiting for aid in Khan Yunis. The World Health Organization also reported 20 further deaths linked to the incident, which occurred as desperate Palestinians gathered along the main eastern road in search of food supplies. Witnesses say Israeli tanks fired at least two shells into the crowd. Medics reported around 200 people were wounded, with at least 20 in a critical condition. Chair of the UN Commission of Inquiry on the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem and Israel, Navi Pillay, says Israel's aim is to devastate life in Gaza.
The goal of the Israeli government is abundantly clear: the destruction of life in Gaza. For a year and a half now, our commission has been investigating the violence in Gaza. We have seen constant escalation and more deaths and injuries.
Israeli military officials say they are looking into the incident. A 63-year-old Queensland man is due in Cairns Magistrates Court today, accused of producing child abuse material in the Philippines. Australian Border Force allegedly found exploitation material on his phone, laptop and hard drives when he arrived at Cairns Airport on Christmas Day. His home was searched 2 days later. In May, the AFP charged him with offences related to possessing, producing, distributing and obtaining child abuse material overseas, which carry a maximum penalty of 15 years. AFP Detective Superintendent Adrian Telfer called it a borderless crime and vowed to pursue offenders wherever they operate. Firefighters have delivered a resounding vote of no confidence in Fire Rescue Victoria's leadership, with 90% of union members expressing distrust amid ongoing safety, pay and vehicle concerns. The United Firefighters Union says systematic failures and a lack of support have eroded trust in Commissioner Gavin Freeman, Acting Deputy Secretary Tony Matthews and Acting Executive Director Tom McPherson. It marks the third Victorian emergency service to reject its leadership in the past year. The dispute follows similar unrest within Victoria Police, which led to the resignation of Chief Minister Shane Patton. A research centre in New York is celebrating 100 years of documenting the history and culture of people of African descent in the US. Founded during the height of the Harlem Renaissance, the Schomburg Centre will spend the next year exhibiting signature objects curated from its massive catalogue of black literature, art, recordings and films. It got started with the personal collection of historian and writer Art Euro Alfonso Schomburg, with Puerto Rican, German and Afro-Caribbean heritage. Curator Tammy Lawson says the collection of 15,000 items plays an important role in contemporary society.
His whole collection is giving back what slavery took away. So this collection validates and edifies and inspires. It is a historical documentation of black people worldwide.
The World Bank is urging Pacific Island nations to close the gender gap to boost economic growth in the region. A new report from the Global Finance Institution says less than half of working-age women are employed across the Pacific Islands due to outdated laws. Their economic update for the Pacific also forecasts regional growth slowing to 2.6% in 2025, down from 5.5% in 2023. With 57%, around 500,000 women, not in work across the region, the report says boosting female participation to the same level as men could lift the region's gross domestic product by 22% by increasing household incomes and supporting private sector growth. And to sport, 11 years after his greatest origin triumph, Laurie Daly has a chance to help New South Wales put Queensland's dynasty behind them. With a 60,000-strong crowd expected at Optus Stadium, the Blues can seal back-to-back series wins tonight. A victory in Perth would set the stage for a potential New South Wales era of dominance, with the team stronger on paper and Queensland in transition. Daly's return as coach also offers him a shot at moving on from a tough period, having led New South Wales during a stretch where they lost 11 of 12 series between 2006 and 2017. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, 20. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne, cloudy, 14. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 11. Wollongong, sunny, 17. Sydney, also sunny, 16. Newcastle, sunny, 17. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 21. Cairns, a possible shower, 26. And Darwin, sunny, 31. And that is NITV Radio News.